From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel, reporting from Washington. New UN sanctions on North Korea have won rare praise for the Trump administration from a leading Democrat not known for his kind words for the president. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, called the U.S.-sponsored resolution toughening sanctions a good move.
Absolutely, it was a strong move forward. It was great to see China and Russia join us in that. It now needs to be followed up with diplomacy where we get China and the United States working with the same strategy with North Korea to find a way that we can ease the tension and get North Korea to change directions.
The sanctions resolution that the Security Council passed unanimously Friday puts more limits on imports that support North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N.
This resolution ratchets up the pressure on North Korea even further, building on our last resolution, which included the strongest sanctions ever imposed on them.
North Korea is calling the latest sanctions an act of war. Afghan officials say a suicide blast today in Kabul killed two intelligence officers and four civilians, while wounding two others. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the blast through its Amaq news agency. Today's bombing comes a week after the Islamic State claimed an attack on a National Directorate of Security training facility in Kabul. Nearly a million people in southern Vietnam face evacuation from the path of a deadly typhoon sweeping in from the South China Sea. The National Disaster Prevention Committee says more than 70,000 people have already moved from low-lying areas. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Pakistan allowed the wife and mother of convicted Indian spy Kobachan Yadev to meet him Monday, saying the step was taken purely on humanitarian grounds. This was Yadev's first meeting with his family since he was captured in March 2016 for entering Pakistan on a fake identity as well as fake travel documents. India rejects the charges against him, saying he has no connection with the government. Peru's president has pardoned former authoritarian leader Alberto Fujimori. Reuters' Nathan Frandino reports.
President Pedro Pablo Kaczynski pardoned the 79-year-old former leader on Sunday, citing Fujimori's deteriorating health. Fujimori was rushed to the hospital late on Saturday after suffering a severe drop in blood pressure and an abnormal heartbeat. The pardon clears Fujimori of a 25-year sentence for his convictions on human rights crimes and graft. A deeply divisive figure, he governed Peru from 1990 to 2000. While many consider him a corrupt dictator, others credit him with ending an economic crisis and a bloody leftist insurgency.
Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting. Spain's King Felipe directed his Christmas message to the separatist-minded region of Catalonia and what he says is the need to avoid confrontation. In an October speech, the king condemned what he called the unacceptable disloyalty of Catalan separatists. Pro-independence lawmakers dominate the Catalan parliament after Thursday's election. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy disbanded the previous parliament after Catalonia illegally held an independence referendum. Pope Francis delivered his traditional Christmas message today. In it, he called for a two-state solution to find peace in the Middle East and prayed that confrontation can be overcome on the Korean Peninsula. The pontiff's Christmas message has become an occasion for popes to survey suffering in the world and press for solutions. Palestinian Boy and Girl Scouts kicked off Christmas celebrations in Bethlehem, the traditional birthplace of Jesus, with a colorful march through Manger Square. But religion mixed heavily with politics in Bethlehem, which is ruled by the internationally backed Palestinian Authority. Father Pierre Battista Pizballa spoke at the Mass.
We are called here as inhabitants of this land, not to possess it, but to serve it. What we do here is a service for all humanity. Not just for ourselves.
Two big signs in Manger Square declared that Jerusalem will always be the eternal capital of Palestine. There was a play on words regarding Israeli claims that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of Israel. Jerusalem goes to the heart of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.